afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 8th, 2013. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
Please pray for me. Lord God, guide us with your gentle mercy. Be with us as we make decisions for our county and for our city. Help us to say and do the things that please you.
Please join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Getting used to this. Okay, item A is consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid for the Cheek Community Sewer Improvements, Phase 3, funded by the Texas Community Development Block Grant from the Texas Department or administered by the Texas Department of Agriculture. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, and receive and file a renewal for a term contract for insecticides, herbicides, spray adjuvants, and adulticides for Jefferson County Mosquito Control District with Adapco Inc., Alligator LLC, Crop Production Services Inc., Target Specialty Products, and Winfield Solutions LLC for the first additional one-year renewal from April 22, 2013 to April 21, 2014. There are some proposed price increases for Alligator LLC and Adapco that are shown on the attachment Exhibit A to the agenda today, and those are due to increased production costs from the vendor. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, and receive and file a renewal for legal notices for Jefferson County with Beaumont Enterprise and the Port Arthur News for the fourth additional one-year renewal from April 25th, 2013 to April 24th, 2014. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Let's take an item under A under Commissioner's Court separately. Item A is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Sexual Awareness and Prevention Month, and we have a speaker, Ms. Cheryl Williams. Do I have a motion on that item A?
Moved
by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Ms. Williams, if you'd like to come up.
Ms. Williams in here with Ms.
Fertitta. What?
Ms. Fertitta's here.
Oh,
thank you. I'm sorry. You know, we provide services during the day.
Well, let me read this and then I'll let you speak a little bit. It says, whereas Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month is intended to draw attention to the fact that sexual violence is widespread and impacts every community member of Jefferson County. Whereas rape, sexual assault, and sexual harassment impact our community, and child abuse prevention must be a priority to confront the reality that one in four girls and one in six boys will experience sexual assault before the age of 18. Whereas we must work together to educate our community about sexual violence prevention, supporting survivors, and speaking out against harmful attitudes and actions through increased education, awareness, and community involvement. And whereas Jefferson County strongly supports the efforts of national, state, local partners, and of every citizen to actively engage in public and private effort to prevent sexual violence, it's time for all of us to start conversations, take appropriate action to support one another, to create a safer environment for all. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the month of April 2013 as Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month in Jefferson County, and we join anti-sexual violence advocates and support service programs and believe that all community members must be a part of the solution to end sexual violence.
Okay, I can talk now?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners, not only for reading the proclamation, accepting it today, but your continued support 365 days a year. When we give y'all a call. You're always there to support us. One in four girls and one in six boys will be sexually assaulted in their lifetime, but only 20% will get the services that they need. We are very fortunate in this area that we're able to go into your schools and talk to your children early age about the services that are provided, but also about what is not appropriate behavior. There's a lot of school districts in the state of Texas that do not allow people into their schools like us to talk to the children. So we're very fortunate for our diverse collaboration, but also for the schools. Our agency is implementing the state plan to end sexual violence. It's a plan 2010 to 2018. We had the Austin Middle School students up here talking to y'all about that, accepting that. We have chosen goal 3 and 4. Goal 3 is to decrease bullying and sexual harassment in youth 5 to 18. But the adult modeling is goal number 4. That's us. That's making sure we're taking care of our business and that we're listening to what the kids are telling us. Sometimes they're telling us what's going on and we're not always hearing what they're saying. So we'll continue to implement that plan, and we're one of the recognized programs in the state. We also created a sexual violence prevention disaster task force after Hurricane Ike. We actually helped the National Sexual Violence Program create their disaster online training. We're very proud of that. Jefferson County Probation has the ID bracelet, which will ID sex offenders all during hurricane season. So we're trying that to go statewide. So we appreciate y'all's support on that. We've worked on shelter simulation. I think that what we want to get by with on the goal 4 is the adult modeling, and it's empathy. Sometimes we look at things and forget that they're wrong. We've been using To Kill a Mockingbird as a source of information that Atticus had that day-to-day dialogue with his children. When they asked him a question, he stopped and pondered, and that was the most important question he had that day, even though he was an attorney. And he sat down and he had that discussion. Atticus saw something that was wrong and he wanted to make it right. We have those moments every day. Let's take them. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for the work that y'all do in the community, Ms. Pertita. All right. Under Commissioner's Court, item B is to consider appointing Miriam Johnson to the Drainage District 6 Board of Directors to fill the unexpired term of Mr. Sam Smith. That's the appointment of the county judge. Item C is to consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an amendment to the surface use agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Tri-C Resources LLC, granting a 30-day extension to commence drilling. Item D is to receive and file an executed amendment to the surface use agreement between Jefferson County and Tri-C Resources. Item E is to consider authorizing a bid on the South Texas County Judges and Commissioners Association 2015 Convention Host Night by the county. And item F is to consider approving a letter of intent for ground lease between Jefferson County and Accelerated Development. It says Accelerated Development Corporation, but we got that letter of intent, and it's actually Accelerated Development Operating Company, LLC, for land located at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Do I have a motion on those items under Commissioner's Court? Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed?
Yes.
Okay. An abstention on item B by Commissioner Alford. Okay, then item C through F are unanimous. And moving on under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the 172nd District Court for additional costs for education pay in the amount of $3,000. Item B is to receive and file the SAS 114 letter for Patillo Brown and Hill LLP for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2012. Item C is to receive and file the passenger facility charge audit guide for public agencies for the year ended September 30th, 2012. Item D is regular county bills, check numbers 378607 through 378823. And item E is to consider and approve adopting federal per diem rates for meals only effective April 1st, 2013. Do we have a motion on those items under County Auditor?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Alford, is there any discussion?
No discussion. Mr. Weaver, I read the email. Did you get your answer on that?
other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously on those items under auditor. County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for March 2013, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. A motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And lastly, under Sheriff's Department, item A is to consider and possibly approve the interlocal contract between the county and the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission related to 911 services. This agreement replaces the current two-year contract that expires on August 31st, 2013 with regional planning. There are no changes in the new agreement other than extending the two-year term, which is set to expire August 31st, 2015. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our agenda. Is there anything that any member of the court or elected official wishes to call the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, commissioners, just a quick note, be thinking about in the next couple of weeks, Alex Ruff, the airport director, is going to be putting together a workshop to update the entire court on just the status of the airport in terms of recently leased buildings, the airline issue, and then, of course, general aviation. So just be looking at your calendars and what works best for the court.
And just let us know. Anything else? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.